Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Beautiful afternoon. Temps in the middle 80s. A lot of sunshine. Hope you're having a good day. Thanks a lot for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Take a look at the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Dallas Century on Monday approved a $9.2 million budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which includes a lower property tax rate for residents. A lot of smiles over there on that. The town council maintained a millage rate of 0.9204. This is consistent with previous years. Both the budget and the millage rates were approved unanimously.
Number two.
And a recent survey shows that over 90% of 5,000 Santa Rosa County respondents want a community swimming pool. Commissioners are considering building two facilities to accommodate residents throughout the county. The project won't be cheap, as the projected cost for the two facilities currently sits at more than $40 million.
Number three.
Right, National Hurricane Center forecasters reporting Hurricane Gabrielle is moving northeastward into the open central Atlantic. Can we all say bye-bye? High risk, current risk is now in effect along Florida's east coast. The previously sluggish hurricane season is picking up fast, with the NHC watching four systems, two of which may become tropical depressions. Gulf of America conditions should remain stable for at least the next 7 days.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Got some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Also, Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And last but not least, 9 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road. All those intersections giving us trouble right now. We also have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 74. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 89 during the day. But once we get into late Wednesday night, bleeding into your Thursday and Friday, we're going to see some rainfall chances coming in that should be gone once we get into your weekend.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
An investigation continues into the reported gunfire on Pensacola Beach last weekend. Here's Chip Simmons.
Yeah, this was a strange one. We got a call around early in the morning. 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, a security guard at a nearby hotel said they thought they heard gunshots.
Okay.
We get there, since there was no direction on where the gunshots came from, it was difficult. It was pretty much almost no one out there. So we weren't able to find anything.
Okay. Sheriff Simmons says license plate readers and cameras on the beach helped them to identify a suspect vehicle, but they're still working to identify that shooter.
All righty, and an Escambia County man sentenced to 30 years for killing his stepson back in November of 2023. 55-year-old Martin Evernardo Cardenas was sentenced for the fatal shooting after being convicted for the murder back in August. Prosecutors said Cardenas shot and killed Ray Olerking with special .45 caliber rounds marketed as self-defense ammunition that are known as RIP, radically invasive projectiles. Cardenas reportedly shot Olerking twice in a doorway, then followed him and shot him three more times, including once in the back of the head.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Ryan Ruth attempts to stab himself in the neck in the courtroom after being found guilty of attempting to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump. Jonathan Searay has more from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Ruth was convicted on all five counts against him. They included multiple weapons violations, assaulting a federal officer, and most seriously, attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. In his closing arguments, Assistant U.S. Attorney Christopher Brown told the jury, the evidence has shown one thing and one thing only. The defendant wanted Donald Trump dead. Over the past 2 weeks, prosecutors presented 38 witnesses and hundreds of exhibits, ranging from surveillance videos to a trail of Vienna sausages, they say, showed Ruth stalking and tracking then-candidate Trump's movements for a month leading up to his September 2024 visit to his West Palm Beach golf club.
5:17, afternoon, everybody. While President Trump took in time to attend a United Nations meeting, he also spoke about the crimes that were imposed against Ralph today.
President Trump declared not long after Ryan Ruth was found guilty for attempting to assassinate him on his Florida golf course.
Justice was served.
As he sat with Uzbekistan's leader at the UN, the president congratulated U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and U.S. attorneys in Florida for getting the conviction and said no one should be targeted politically or otherwise.
You can't let things like that happen. Nothing to do with me. But a president or even a person, you can't allow that to happen.
Ryan Ruth will be sentenced December 18th. He faces life in prison. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Florida has a new tool meant to combat violent extremism. Attorney General James Uthmeyer announced yesterday the state is launching a new online portal for people to share evidence of threats like assassinations. It'll be called the Combat Violent Extremism Portal. Submissions can be anonymous. Uthmeyer says threats of political violence will not be tolerated in the Sunshine State.
Okay, three major Florida hospital systems, they're challenging a new proposal to approve organ transplant programs, claiming it lacks sufficient safeguards for quality of care. The challenges were filed this month with the State Division of Administrative Hearings after years of debate over transplant program approvals.
All right. And since we're kind of speaking more medically here, we'll finish off with this. The state surgeon general pushing to ban mRNA COVID-19 vaccines statewide, and many medical experts are questioning who can give the current shots. A CDC advisory panel has recommended the shot only for those 65 or older and those with underlying health conditions. Anyone under 65 is advised to discuss whether to get the vaccine with their doctor. 519 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Jesus loves the unlovable. He loves sinners, and sinners come in all shapes and sizes. In John 3, Jesus shows love to a religious sinner named Nicodemus. Yet in John 4, he shows love to an adulterous sinner known as the Samaritan woman. Nicodemus needed to be born again even though he was religious, just as the sinful Samaritan woman who had been married 5 times and was living with a man who wasn't her husband, she also needed to be born again. The fact is, we're all sinners. When the Samaritan woman realized who Jesus was, she believed on him savingly and then told people all over town how Jesus saved her soul from the consequences of her sin. I urge you, trust Christ today to deal with your sin problem. You'll be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National stories this hour.
5:23 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell made remarks on the job market and the impact of tariffs after the central bank cut interest rates by a quarter point last week. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
He does say that there is no risk-free path from here going forward for this economy and monetary policy. He defended his 25 basis point rate cut as a necessary first step because he is starting to see both supply and demand of workers fall at the same time. He says that is an unusual situation. Now, Jay Powell has been criticized for being too late for the first rate cut while the labor market eroded. So now he's saying in the face of inflation slightly rising, the risk to the labor market demanded the 25 basis point cut.
When our goals are intentioned like this, our framework has long called for us to balance both sides of our dual mandate.
The Fed chairman says the data tells him that tariffs are causing the slight increase in prices.
Okay, 5:24, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending down today. Yeah, it wasn't pretty. Just was not a pretty day up there. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks pulling back from record highs and finishing lower as investors digested comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who spoke at an event in Rhode Island this afternoon. Powell warning that there's no risk-free path, and he judged the central bank's interest rate stance is still modestly restrictive, implying more wiggle room to reduce rates this year if officials continue to judge that recent labor market softness outweighs setbacks on inflation. The Dow winners, Boeing, Johnson & Johnson, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Amazon, NVIDIA, and Microsoft. The Dow falling 89 points, the Nasdaq lower by 215, S&P 500 down 37. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:25, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. We got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, approaching Highway 87. Also have some. This is going to be at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot, I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 74, going to be a high of 89, mostly sunny on your Wednesday. But deep into Wednesday night, bleeding into your Thursday and Friday, we got some rainfall chances coming in.
All right, it's time behind bars for women who tried to sell a music icon's home. This could get you, especially when it's Elvis's home.
Yeah, not just anybody.
This is not Joe Blow from Tupelo's home. This is Elvis from Tupelo's home. Michelle Polino has the details.
A federal judge in Memphis handed down 4 years and 9 months in prison Tuesday to Lisa Janine Finley, who tried to auction off Elvis Presley's iconic Graceland estate. The 54-year-old from Kimberling City, Missouri, pleaded guilty to mail fraud in February. Prosecutors say she fabricated loan documents, posed as multiple people, and published a fake foreclosure notice claiming Lisa Marie Presley had borrowed $3.8 million against the property. Actress Riley Keough, Elvis's granddaughter, sued to block the sale last May, and a judge halted the fraudulent auction. Finley then tried to blame the plot on a Nigerian fraud ring. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, and also here on the national front, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth closing the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services. Pentagon Press Secretary Kingsley Wilson shared a post on X announcing that Hegseth has decided to terminate DACOWITS due to its focus of advancing a divisive feminist agenda. The panel was established in 1951 and meets on a quarterly basis to promote military readiness by shedding light on challenges female service members may face.
527. Make sure I get that right there for you. 527 News Radio 92.3. Big problems up in Chicago. Federal agents deployed tear gas at protesters today. This was outside the Broadview ICE Processing Center. Once this happened, chaos erupted. It just was a crazy day. Mike Tobin is on the streets with the latest.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says protesters began slashing tires. They blocked the entrance to the building, threw rocks, cans, and bottles. They shot fireworks, even, according to agents, used tear gas. So ICE agents used their own tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray to get the scene at the temporary facility under control. 16 people were arrested. Charges include assaulting a federal officer. With the chaos that unfolded outside the facility, ICE has released to me the identities and backgrounds of six people who were held in the facility while protesters were demonstrating on their behalf, all of them in the U.S. illegally.
And Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, putting her support behind California's redistricting efforts. AOC encouraging residents to support the Election Rigging Response Act, also known as Prop 50, to combat Texas's successful redrawing of its congressional map. The Democratic Congresswoman's support also follows threats from President Trump to sue the state of California over its proposed efforts.
Okay, don't expect a deal between the U.S. and Iran. The Supreme Leader of Iran said there is no meeting scheduled with the U.S. to discuss the nation's nuclear program. Grinnell Scott reports from New York City.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei rejected direct discussions in a televised speech on Iranian state TV. It appears to have halted any chance of discussions with American representatives during the UN General Assembly. Iran has been involved in discussions with the UK, Germany, and France, hoping it can avoid reimposed European sanctions set to take effect Sunday. Europe has offered to delay those sanctions if Iran will talk to the U.S. Iran claims its nuclear program is peaceful and does not seek to pursue destructive weapons. But they also say American and Israeli attacks are trying to stop their scientific progress. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And President Trump is suggesting that Ukraine could win its war against Russia. The president took to Truth Social and said, Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. Trump made his post on the same day that he had a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during the United Nations General Assembly.
Okay, less than 1 week after its removal from air, Jimmy Kimmel Live is scheduled to return tonight, although it will not be broadcast on all stations. Sinclair, which owns the local ABC affiliate WEAR-TV, has announced that the program will be preempted and replaced by news programming later this evening. Here's Brian Yenis with more.
ABC's largest affiliate owner, Sinclair, and now Nexstar, have decided they are not airing tonight's show. Nexstar says it'll continue preempting the show until they see change. Quote, we stand by that decision pending assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve. Nexstar owns 28 ABC affiliates, including in large markets, Nashville, Salt Lake City, and New Orleans. This comes after Sinclair yesterday said it still won't air Kimmel on its 40 ABC affiliates, including in Washington, D.C., Seattle, Portland, and St. Louis.
Okay, thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump met with French President Emmanuel Macron after he spoke at the UN General Assembly in the wake of the French government's recognition of a Palestinian state.
It was a very successful meeting with all of the big players, except for Israel, but that's going to be next, and I think we work something out in Gaza.
The UK also recognizing a Palestinian state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims that decision only motivates Hamas. Ryan Ruth found guilty trying to assassinate President Trump last September at a Florida golf club. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem tells Fox the conviction is a victory for law and order.
Let that be a message to anyone in this country that seeks to do violent activity or commit harm against anyone, anyone in leadership, this administration, or our citizens. President Trump is in the White House today because he wants our streets to be safer.
America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In a three-point victory, Michigan mauled Nebraska in the trenches, and the Cornhuskers had no answers for the Wolverines' lethal rushing attack. Even though it was a disappointing showing for Nebraska, one positive was quarterback Dylan Raiola, who showed he's one of the best QBs in the country as he completed 73.2% of his passes for 308 yards while throwing three touchdowns to one interception. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Down, set, hush! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn Ends. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the imminent return of Jimmy Kimmel to late night television and the few people who really pushed back against the excesses of the FCC, Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz, most notably. Brad Baker joined us to talk about the capital projects in Santa Rosa County that the commission has endorsed. And Attorney General James Uthmeyer sets up a hotline where you can report your neighbors for threats. I think of it as Tattlers for Liberty. What could go wrong? You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now.
Try to lift a finger, but I don't think I can make the call.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, the town of Century on Monday approved a $9.2 million budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which includes a lower property tax rate for residents. The town council maintained a millage rate of 0.9204, consistent with previous years. Both the budget and the millage rate were approved unanimously.
Number two.
Okay, a recent survey shows that over 90% of 5,000 Santa Rosa County respondents want a community swimming pool. Commissioners are considering building two facilities to accommodate residents. This would be for the whole county. Two facilities we're talking about, one in the north, one in the south. The project won't be cheap, as that cost, are you ready for the two facilities? $40 million.
My goodness.
Number three.
And NHC forecasters report Hurricane Gabrielle moving northeastward into the open central Atlantic. A high rip current risk is now in effect along Florida's east coast. The previously sluggish hurricane season picking up fast, with the NHC watching four systems, two of which may become tropical depressions. Gulf of America conditions should remain stable, though, for at least the next 7 days.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, American Cruise Lines coming to Pensacola, docking in March 2026. The itinerary will take passengers from Pensacola to New Orleans, or if you look at it this way, vice versa, for an 8-day, 7-night excursion. The ship makes four other stops between Pensacola and New Orleans: Mobile, Biloxi, Ocean Springs, and Gulfport, Mississippi.
All righty. And state officials arresting three alleged drug dealers and seized a significant amount of narcotics, including meth, fentanyl, and cocaine. 18-year-old Sean Torres, 22-year-old Ladarrell Hall, and 23-year-old Riley Durbin face charges ranging from possession with intent to sell to trafficking. The investigation began in November of last year and involved undercover purchases and collaboration between the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, DEA, and NCIS.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Lions roared on Monday night.
Jackson can't find anywhere to go, and he's brought down again from behind. And again, it's Al-Quadim Muhammad.
The Lions beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens 38-30 on ESPN. The Detroit defense sacking the two-time MVP a total of 7 times on the night. Offensively, the Lions pounding out 224 yards on the ground, 151 from David Montgomery. Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs both scored 2 touchdowns each on the ground. Detroit improving to 2-1, while Baltimore falls to 1-2. The banged-up San Francisco 49ers got the bad news that they feared they will be without defensive end Nick Bosa for the rest of the year. He tore his ACL in Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones saying star wide receiver CeeDee Lamb could be headed to the IR after he suffered an ankle injury in Sunday's loss to the Bears. From baseball, the party is on in San Diego.
It's up to Vermeer. Johnson at third.
San Diego clinching a playoff spot with a walk-off 5-4 win over the Brewers on FanDuel Sports. Elsewhere in baseball, the Braves beat the Washington Nationals 11-5, and the St. Louis Cardinals edged the San Francisco Giants 6-5. Both of those teams still have an outside shot, very thin though, at the third and final wild card spot in the National League. And from college basketball, after leading Auburn to the Final Four for the second time in his 11 years at the school, Bruce Pearl is retiring from college basketball, announcing that he is leaving Auburn University. He'll be replaced by his son, Steve. The college basketball season tips off in a couple of weeks. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And former Cincinnati Bengals running back Rudy Johnson has died at the age of 45. TMZ is reporting that he died by suicide. His family says he was showing signs of CTE, a brain disease linked to trauma to the head. Johnson played 8 NFL seasons, 7 of them with the Bengals. And while in Cincinnati, he rushed for 5,742 yards, ranking him 4th in franchise history.
All right. Let's take it locally, if you don't mind. NASCAR champion Kevin Harvick and his son Keelan will race at Five Flags this weekend. The father-son duo will compete against some of the nation's best super and pro late model drivers, flag dropping for the season-ending event on Saturday. So that will be a pretty nice event to take in. He's a great driver.
Absolutely. And the Tampa Bay Rays, closer to having new owners. MLB yesterday approved the sale of the team to Patrick Zalupski. The Jacksonville developer has offered to buy the team for over $1.5 billion. The sale could be finalized by the end of the week.
Do you think that's going to have an impact on possibly team shifting locations?
I don't know.
The ownership, I bring that up because the ownership is based out of Orlando. And that freeway, the 4 freeway rivalry there, they're trying to get that NFL team over in Orlando. We'll follow it for you. I guarantee you, that's all I can say. We'll follow the darn thing for you. All right, that's the way it's looking for you in sports.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a Christian school in Vermont can now participate in the state's sports league after a federal court stepped in. Tom Rigotti has more on News Radio 92.3.
A federal appeals court has overturned a previous ruling that upheld a ban on Mid-Vermont Christian School after it forfeited a high school girls' basketball game in 2023 against a team with a transgender athlete. School officials believe the opposing team's transgender player jeopardized the fairness of the game and the safety of our players. In response, the Vermont Principals Association ruled that the school had violated their policies on race, gender, and disability awareness, and therefore was ineligible to participate in all state-sponsored games and other events. The court ruled the VPA displayed hostility toward the school's religious beliefs. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And there is a new warning against the use of marijuana while pregnant. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists now recommending females don't use cannabis during pregnancy and that doctors should ask their pregnant patients if they are using it. The guidance comes as more people are using cannabis during pregnancy in the United States. Researchers say a compound known as THC in cannabis can transfer into breast milk. The guidance ties cannabis use during pregnancy to health issues with infants.
Okay, the story I'm getting ready to tell you is not what you think. I'll just lay that out there real quick for you. Sentencing for a former Rhode Island basketball coach who asked student athletes to remove clothes to check their body fat. I know what you're thinking. It's not that, though. Here's Lisa Lucero.
Aaron Thomas sentenced to a year of probation after he was found not guilty earlier this year to second-degree child molestation and second-degree sexual assault. He was found guilty of the lesser charge of two counts of misdemeanor battery. Prosecutors say the former coach at North Kingstown High School created and implemented a program that allowed him to have unfettered access to young naked boys for decades. During his testimony, Thomas told the court he likely saw more than 600 students throughout his career, with about 80% of them removing their clothes while Thomas pinched various areas of their bodies to check body fat, including near the groin. Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
Okay, President Trump and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made an announcement claiming that Tylenol may be linked with autism in children. Alexandria Hoff has more from Washington, D.C.
This announcement was made, and what it does is it has the FDA issuing a label change for acetaminophen, which is Tylenol's active ingredient, to reflect evidence suggesting its use may be associated with an increased risk for autism and ADHD in children. That's, of course, when taken by pregnant women. This response to this announcement, it's really been diverse. Many in the growing autism community are glad that this kind of attention is being paid, but others feel that the message blurs the line between possible association and causation.
Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it.
The president's sentiment there specific to pregnancy and for young children. But Ken View, the maker of Tylenol, maintains that a decade of research has never proven a link between acetaminophen and autism.
Okay, it's 5:45. Afternoon slipping by here, 15 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. Yes, he's here. Austin Price is in with the weather and the traffic this afternoon.
Yes, we do have some backups on Mobile Highway near the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway and a little bit residing on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot is going to be Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. And outside of that, though, there's not too much holding you up for very long. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Mostly sunny, maybe partly cloudy throughout your Wednesday, but we'll get some rainfall chances starting to creep in deep Wednesday night, and then heading into Thursday and Friday, we're going to see those rainfall chances significantly ramp up, and then they'll be gone come Saturday.
You know, Austin, I was looking at the maps, and I was looking at they've done the 70% now for tomorrow, or excuse me, for Thursday and Friday now both. Then it, you know, goes to zero for the weekend.
Right.
But the 70% looked like it was really pop-up showers, not a continuous flowing kind of rainfall to totally disrupt the whole day. Mm. So just watch it. I think we're going to have some pop-up showers within that 70% range.
Okay.
So the weather here isn't so bad.
No.
Now, if you look out the window, it looks good. Other parts of the country, not looking good at all. Bracing for severe weather and storms, Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible over the central U.S. with the risk of large hail, damaging winds, heavy rainfall, and tornadoes. Parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas will be in the bullseye for the worst of the weather, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. We're also expecting widespread storms for the Great Lakes, interior northeast, and over central California, where pockets of heavy rain could bring flash flooding. Meanwhile, cooler temperatures moving in behind a cold front over the central and southern Rockies, while the rest of the country feels warmer than average temperatures through midweek. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell was in Rhode Island today to deliver a speech about the state of the U.S. economy. Now, this comes just a few days after the Fed voted to lower those interest rates. Edward Lawrence is in the White House this afternoon, has his story on News Radio 92.3.
The Fed chairman, he's going to talk about the focus shifting now to the labor market and the concern there. Even though we're starting to see a slight increase in prices, the Fed chairman will argue that he needs to wait and see. A slower rate cut down is what he has been saying, and that's what they're looking at with this. But Michelle Bowman says that the slight increase in inflation, what we're seeing is the one-time price increase that is working its way through the economy at the moment. Now, following other members of the Federal Reserve believe that they're not convinced, and they need to focus on moving slowly with the Federal Reserve.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nexstar Media Group says it will not air the return of Jimmy Kimmel Live today. The company joining Sinclair, which announced on Monday that it also did not plan to air the late night show. The European Union and other health agencies are now confirming the safety of paracetamol during pregnancy, contradicting a warning from President Donald Trump that linked the popular pain medication to autism. The World Health Organization said today that evidence of a link remains inconsistent. Aquastar Corporation is recalling more than 85,000 bags of shrimp due to the products being contaminated by a radioactive element. The FDA says the products were sent to several states. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street, with the Dow falling 88 points. The S&P 500 snapped its winning streak off by 36, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled 215 points. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a new APNORC poll finds that more Americans think companies benefit from legal immigration. Okay, CJ Poppy in with that story.
The survey finds Americans are more likely than they were in March of last year to say it's a major benefit that people who come to the U.S. legally contribute to economic growth and help American companies get the expertise of skilled workers. The poll of 1,183 adults was conducted last week. It showed Americans are less likely than they were in January to say the number of legal immigrants to the U.S. should be reduced. Answers on illegal immigration haven't changed much, with 4 in 10 Americans believing it's a major benefit that illegal immigrants will take jobs Americans don't want, up from about one-third last year. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right, and Morgan Stanley working to offer crypto trading to customers through its E-Trade division. According to a memo obtained by CNBC, Morgan Stanley is well underway in preparing to offer crypto trading through a partner model to E-Trade clients in the first half of 2026. The firm is working with the startup ZeroHash for liquidity, custody, and settlement around crypto trading.
Well, AI giant ChatGPT opening one of the world's biggest data centers. Madison Allworth reports from that data center, which is in Abilene, Texas.
It's huge and it's very busy. They have part of it open, part of it is still under construction. And my team is one of the first group of journalists to actually get inside this data center since its opening. This is huge. It is really locked down. I can't explain just how much security there is, because this is tons of proprietary data. And all of this is the backbone of AI and OpenAI's infrastructure. So this tour really could not be coming at a better time. NVIDIA just announced that they're investing $100 billion into OpenAI. The strategic partnership is going to help OpenAI to get to its goal of deploying 10 gigawatts of AI data center capacity.
Production at Jaguar Land Rover is expected to remain stalled until next month. This is after a hacking disrupted their operations. Jenny Casola has more for you.
Jaguar Land Rover's production is still halted by the cyber attack that shut down manufacturing weeks ago, and now the company doesn't expect to resume operations until October 1st. The automaker, which is Britain's largest car maker, is owned by India's Tata Motors. It manufactures Land Rover, Jaguar, and Range Rover models. Reports say it's losing an estimated $68 million a week, and much of its staff has been told to stay home. The company stopped production at the beginning of September after the attack severely disrupted manufacturing and retail operations. Jaguar Land Rover is working with cybersecurity specialists and law enforcement. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
5:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture and some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Weaker Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Woody, my house is hotter than an outhouse in July.
Our licensed AC techs can help.
Ooh, I mean, it's sweatier in here than the sauna at a sumo wrestling camp.
Say no more, sir. With your knack for detail, really, say no more. More than 10 years, thousands of positive reviews. Nobody cares like we care. So trust your home to the know and schedule your AC repairs online at wecareheatedair.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wings by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio Pensacola. Sounds like Journey, kind of.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's why. Sounds like Journey.
Journey kind of sounds like Journey now that I think about it.
There you go. Sound a whole lot like Journey. Afternoon, everybody. Austin Price, you just heard him, has a look at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long because it looks like most of our issues have started to break down a bit. We did have a little bit of congestion on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, but that is slowly but surely dissipating. That won't hold you up for much long either. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Mostly sunny, high of 89 on your Wednesday, but deep into Wednesday night, bleeding into your Thursday and Friday, going to have some rainfall chances that should hopefully be gone by the weekend.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You know, it was those red bathing suits that all the young boys had on their walls from the Baywatch TV series. Remember that, the TV series Baywatch?
I am familiar with it, yes.
Okay, well, one network is taking us back to the beach. Here's Michelle.
Fox is bringing back Baywatch with a new series set to premiere in the 26-27 season. The 12-episode reboot will revive the iconic lifeguard drama that originally starred David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson. It ran for 11 seasons in the 90s. Fox says the new show will feature all the adrenaline-fueled rescues, tangled relationships, complicated chemistry, and beachfront heroics that made the original a global sensation, but with a fresh cast and modern storylines. Baywatch premiered in 1989 and became one of the most watched series in the world, later inspiring spinoffs, a 2017 movie, and a Hulu docuseries. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
In the first trailer being released for Maggie Gyllenhaal's The Bride, it follows Frankenstein, who travels to Chicago in the 1930s in search of a doctor who can create a companion for him. The two bring back to life a murdered woman to make the bride. The cast includes Jesse Buckley, Christian Bale, Penelope Cruz, Annette Bening, Peter Sarsgaard, and Jake Gyllenhaal. The Bride hits theaters on March 6th.
Turning Point USA held its very first event since Charlie Kirk's assassination with a packed auditorium. Happened at the University of Minnesota.
Organizations like people can rebound or withdraw after a setback, right? Well, Turning Point appears to have recovered just fine with this sellout crowd at the University of Minnesota cheering them back even without founder Charlie Kirk. Conservative commentator Michael Knowles took questions 2 weeks after Kirk's death.
A ruined soul assassinated one of the brightest figures of our generation.
So the question is, can Turning Point attract youth and financial support with Erica taking over for her husband? Last year, it raised $85 million, more than double 2020. Several large donors have now promised more to support new chapters.
All right, an LAPD responding to a call that celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay had been shot. When officers arrived at the home in Bel Air on Monday night, not only was there no sign of a shooting, but a staff member at the house in the upscale LA suburb told police that Ramsay wasn't even in the country. Officers reported the incident as a swatting call, and an investigation is ongoing.
Okay, while we're talking about SoCal, Southern California, a SoCal attorney is slapped with a fine after filing an appeal with the help of artificial intelligence. It's a no-no. Here's Tom Graham.
Los Angeles area attorney Amir Mostafabi is hit with a $10,000 fine for filing a state court appeal full of fake quotations generated by ChatGPT. The fine appears to be the largest ever issued for artificial intelligence fabrications by a California court. Mostafavi told the court he did not read the text generated by AI before submitting the appeal in July of 2023. The opinion, recently issued by the California Second District Court of Appeals, states it's a clear example of why authorities are scrambling to regulate the use of AI in the judiciary. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Okay, more holiday cheer coming to a popular streaming service to you, thanks to a cable network. Here's Michelle.
Hallmark Media and Netflix have signed a new expanded output deal that will bring more content to streaming audiences in the U.S. and abroad. The agreement builds on last year's partnership, which put 10 Hallmark Christmas movies on Netflix. Now, the deal will add the first two seasons of Hallmark's series The Way Home to the streamer next month, with season 3 arriving in February of next year and season 4 later that year after its linear and Hallmark Plus run. It also covers new holiday content worldwide and Valentine's Day titles coming to Netflix in January, including An Unexpected Valentine, Sisterhood, Inc., Hats Off to Love, and Love in the Clouds. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.